Guys, I just want to remind everybody. I saw a couple of guys in the Beis Medrash just now, but they have their phones on them. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm not mentioning that. But it's for us. It's not for you. It's not for me. It's for us all together. Us all together. If you want a good Beis Medrash, badness. You want a good Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash has to be without phones. When you have phones in the Beis Medrash, you're distracted. It just won't work. And Rabbi Ami worked on this tremendously, really with a lot of kindness. He made the boxes downstairs and everything. And it's a big thing. It's a big thing. If the Shana Aleph guys see you guys with phones, it's over. Then they're going to bring phones. Everybody's going to bring phones. And it's just a free-for-all. It's chaval. Okay, so I'm just reminding everybody, please, keep the phones downstairs. Don't bring them up. There's a place for it. It can be recharged down there. It's a beautiful matzav, and there's no reason for it. We want to talk about tonight. We want to talk about something that's not discussed. It's not mentioned even in tefillah. It's not mentioned. It's mentioned in the Mishnah. Lo yu yamim tovim liYisrael ketu ba'av uch yom haKippurim. Right? That there's a beautiful days, Tu B'Av, because there was Shidduchim and everything. Also in Yom Kippur, there were also Shidduchim. But the Iker of Yom Kippur was that Luchot Shniyot were given on Yom Kippur. A lot of people don't know that. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's brought down in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar like this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, Arba'im Yom Asa Moshe Bahar, right? On Vav Sivan, we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Aseret HaDibrot. We heard Kol Hashem, right? We hear it. But then, then he goes up to the har, Sivan Tammuz, he's still on the har, and then, Arba'im Yom Asam Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar, Korei Bamikra Bayom, Vishoneh Bamishna Balayla. He was learning Torah Shebichtav during the day, and he was learning Mishnah at night. That's how he knew the difference between day and night. U'lachar Arba'im Yom, Lakachta Luchot V'yarad Al Machaneh. And after 40 days, he comes down to the Machaneh. When? On Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. And on that day, he was Meshaber the Luchot. He broke them. Varaget Laitei Yisrael, Vasar, Baim Yom, Bamachane, Achasarav, the Egel, the Chitito, Bafar, Haaretz, Varaget Kol Asher Nashak, the Egel, the Echrita, the Zorm, Yisrael. He's spending the rest of the time, Mamish, getting rid of all the Avodah Zorah and everything that there was. Uvrosh Chodesh Elul, Amar Kedush Baruch Moshe, Alei Lai Haharo. And on Rosh Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, come back to my heart. Come back to Har Sinai. Ve'eviru kol shofar b'chol ha-machaneh. And then they were tokea. Sha'arei Moshe ala lahar. Sha'lo yitu od achar avodah zarah. That they shouldn't think there was avodah zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu is going up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nita'ala oto hayom b'oto shofar. Sh'ne'emar ala elokim b'tshua. And that's the beginning of the second luchot. Hashem b'kol shofar. Ba'al kein yitkinu chachamim shiyu tokim b'shofar b'rosh chodesh elul b'chol shana b'shana. That's why we took care from Rosh Chodesh Elul every day on the shofar. Why? Because the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to the Har L'Zeichad, what was on Har Sinai. Kan Omer, and this is the important thing, this is what we want to talk about. Haluchot lo nivru'u min ha'aretz, ele min ha'shamayim. Ma'asei adav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The luchot mishonot were made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole thing. A lot of people don't know that. It was Evan min HaShemayim. And it was Ketav min HaShemayim. Completely min HaShemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him on the har. Right? Lo nivru min ha'aretz ele min HaShemayim. They were created from the Shemayim. Ma'asei adav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shne'emar ba'aluchot ma'asei elukim heima. It says beferish in the pasuk that ma'asei elukim heima. Heima aluchot shayu mikedem. That's the first luchot. Va'amichtav michtav elukim hu. Va'amichtav shaya mikedem. That's the mikhtav that was from beforehand, from the first luchot. Charut al luchot, al tikrei charut al charut. Klal Yisrael became a free nation through these luchot. Uchshamar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe psol lechashnei luchot avanim. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu says for luchot shniim, what does he say? Psol lechashnei luchot avanim. Machtsev shel some pirinon nivrad leMoshe betoch aolov v'chatzavan. Some sort of diamonds. Diamond stone was growing underneath his tent. Shneimar by Yisol Shnei Luchot Avanim Kareishanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you make the second stones. In other words, the first stones were made by Hashem Yisbar. the whole thing, the writing and the stones. Second stones were made by Moshe Rabbeinu. They grew some sort of diamond grew in his oil, and the rest that was growing there, he made money on it. He became very wealthy from it. Yarad Moshe maluchot v'asar ba'im yom bahar. Yoshev defnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu k'talmid shu yoshev defnei Rabbo Allah. Allah Moshe. There's a tikkun here. Allah Moshe im aluchot. In other words, he makes the luchot. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells him by psolicha, make these luchot. V'asar ba'im yom bahar, and he made, and he stayed there for 40 days. From Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, Yoshev lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu k'talmid lifnei shu yoshev defnei Rabbo, like a talmid sitting in front of his rabbi. Korei bedat mikra bayom mishoneh bedat mishna balayla. Again, reading the mikra during the day and learning at night mishna. Amru lo malachei asheret Moshe lo nitna Torah lo lemaneinu, and malachei asheret start to argue with him about it. He wins over the malachei asheret. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. He wins them over, and then he comes down on Yom Kippur. Now, why isn't this mentioned in Tefillah? Why isn't this mentioned? Nowhere in the whole Tefillah of Yom Kippur is this mentioned. Nowhere in the whole Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is it mentioned. It's a pellet. It's a very big thing, right? It's a very big thing. You learn about Elul. You should be learning about Aseret HaDibrot. What is it that's going on here? Lemaisa, I want to tell a story first. I want to tell the story of Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal. That was the father-in-law of Reb Chaim. Yeah? Father-in-law of Reb Chaim. His parents couldn't have any children. They were married for 10 years, no children. They finally, the mother got an appointment, a very expensive appointment, by a doctor far away, and they went to see the doctor. And the doctor did all sorts of bdikot on her, and he said, within a month, you'll get the tshuva if you'll be able to have children or not. This is the doctor, the biggest mumche in all of Europe. She keeps waiting in the mail. Is it going to come? Finally, the letter came from him. There's no chance in the world that you can have a child. No chance in the world. This is Rabbi Yoshua's parent. The mother, when she got this letter, she went out of the house to cry because her husband was learning there. And the Leshem was in the house. The Leshem is that picture up there. That's the Leshem Shvavach Lama. It's one of the biggest mukubalim that the world has seen in the last generation. Rav Kook held that he was his Rebbe in Kabbalah. That's what Rav Kook held. Anyway, he wrote many svarim. They're all called Leshem Shvavach Lama. Anyway, the Leshem was in the house, and he was learning, and she didn't want to disturb him or anything. She went outside the house into the back and she cried. And she was crying and wailing and everything. The Leshem heard this. And he asked her, what's wrong? He says, I just got the letter. He says, what did he say? What did the letter say? So he says that I can't have children. So Leshem put down the svarim and he said, I bless you. You'll have, within this year, you'll have a child that may hear all of Klal Yisrael. It'll be the God of Israel. Leshem was Mavarech. They asked Rabbi Yashiv if the story is true. He said 100% true. That's what happened. 100% true. Then they asked Leshem, so what? Then they asked Rabbi Yashiv, so why did he let her go to the doctor? Why didn't he just give the bracha beforehand? What's the Indian of waiting all these years, 10 years, 11 years, whatever it took, 11 years to get a child? Why didn't she give the bracha right away? Says no, you need the tshuka. The ikkar is the tshuka. The ikkar is, do you really want it? Are you willing to give everything for it? The crying is megale. The crying and the wailing and the wanting and the just falling for a son. Do you really want it? If you don't want it, the bracha is not going to be chal. If you want it so much, the bracha is going to be chal. If we want something really, really big, we have to really cry for it. And if we don't cry for it, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. So that's how the bracha was chal. And in the same vein of things, we can understand what are the bruchot rishonot? What are we talking about? It says in the pasuk Mishlei, Kitvei maluach libecha. Write the Torah on luach libecha. What is luchot? Luchot are the lev of Klal Yisrael. right? The Levi Klai Yisrael. The first Luchot, completely min ha-shamayim. Completely min ha-shamayim. We have nothing to do with them. We basically can't even fathom what they're about. They're so deep, it's not even Shaykh Techa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Luchot Rishon. It says, the Gemara says an unbelievable thing. Luchos v'shivrei luchos munachim b'teva. There are two types of luchot in the teva. Luchos v'shivrei luchos. The luchot themselves, the second luchot that we got, with the writing on them and everything, are munach in the teva. But also the shivrei luchos. Now the shivrei luchos, where are they from? The shivrei luchos are from the Shamayim. This is Evan min ha-shamayim. This is Evan min ha-shamayim. But it's shavur legamli. It's broken. Lev nishbar v'nidkeh elokim lo tivzeh. Right? A lev nishbar. A lev that's shavur. A lev that's broken. Right? Luchot, they're broken. They're in the domet of the lev. Lev nishbar v'nidkeh elokim lo tivzeh. Because Baruch Hu doesn't nevaz that. A tefillah of a person that's broken is the ikr tefillah. You know, when we daven during Elul, when we daven, think of this. From Shivasar B'Tamuz, Klal Yisrael crying about what happened. The Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the har, he sees the Egel at Shivasar B'Tamuz, and he just breaks the Luchos Evan. Breaks the Luchos given Eis Hashem, the whole thing was Meis Hashem. And he breaks them. It says that the Luchos are broken, and they come down here, and then the Otiyot are Porchot Ba'avir. The Otiyot are flying in the air. They're going up. What happened to the words? What happened to them? It says about Moshe Rabbeinu's Luchot, Psolecha, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, you make the avanim, you make the stones, cut them, and then bring them up, and I'll write on them. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't write them, because Baruch Hu writes them, he engraves them. But who makes the stones? That's Moshe. So what's the pshat here? What's going on? Lev nishbar v'nidkeh elokim lo tivzeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't mevaz anything. This woman who's davening to Hashem Yisparach, and then she finally breaks, then you can have a bracha. Klal Yisrael break. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks the avanim, breaks the luchot. It's over. It's done. That's what we think. At that point, that's the beginning of Yisrael. That's the beginning of us. That's the beginning of tefillah. That's the beginning of tshuka. That's the beginning of Torah. Why is that the beginning of Torah? Leiv nishbar v'nidkeh elokim lo tivzeh. When we really want Torah, when we really want Yom Kippur, when we really want a kapara, when we really want to do tshuva, when we really want to understand the Rashi, when we really want to understand what's really going on, right? That's the MS. That's the MS. Then we really get that. If we don't really want to understand, if we don't really care about it that much, what happens? We're not going to get it. We're not going to get anything. If we're just reading it like a book, like a novel, like the books that we were reading in high school, that's great. You're not going to get anything like that. That's not Torah. That's not Torah. That's not mitzvahs. If I'm really davening Yishev Shamayim, then it's something else. Let's learn a little bit in the Svasemis. It's an unbelievable Svasemis. This is in Parashat Balak. Tafresh Samach, that's the year that's said in. B'shivasu b'tamuz yarad Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom im haluchot arishonot. He's coming down with the first luchot. V'agam shnish beru. And even though they were broken, ita shivrei luchot munachim ba'aron. Even though they were broken, the shivrei luchos are in the aron. Ki kol ha-matanot, why? What are they in there for? So the Svasemis says, ki kol ha-matanot, Shnatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu livnei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Klal Yisrael, Heim Lo'olam, they're forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a matana, he doesn't take it back, right? Ugmiri, Mishmaya Me'av Yaiv, Mishkal Lo Shakli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, but he doesn't take it back. He gave a bracha, he doesn't take it back. So what's pshat? So what just happened? So did he take it back or not? There's no luchot. This is what he's saying. V'lachein he'arat luchot arishonot nish'ar lo'olam livnei Yisrael. The he'ara, the licht of the first luchot are forever. So what's happening? You know, how do we get to real Talmud Torah? How do we get to the Ga'enis in Talmud Torah? You know, it says about the first luchot. The first luchot have zachor in it, right? If we had zachor, then we can have shamor. If there's no zachor, then there's no shamor, right? If we remember Shabbos, in Shabbos it says zachor v'shamor b'dibur echad emru, right? But the first luchot is written zachor, the second luchot is shamor. What's zachor all about? If you saw the first luchot, anybody who saw the first luchot would never forget anything from Torah. Everything that you saw the first time, boom, it's in there. It's in your hard drive. You can't forget it. That's how the first luchot were. That's how big the first luchot were. The second luchot had a mile also. Second luchot didn't just have the Aserta Dibros in them. They had the whole Torah Kula. In other words, between the words, everything was squashed in there, everything was on the luchot. The whole Torah Kula was written in the luchot. But you could forget. What's the mile? What's going on? So he says, the he'ara of the first luchot stays there. Lev nishbar v'nidkeh elokim lo tivzeh. If you have a lev nishbar, and you're shover your luchot, and you feel the shvira of the luchot, then you can get the he'ara of the luchot. Then you can get the taste of the luchot mishimah. Without that, you can't get it. So you never get it. What do you get? Chazar. You can't remember. But if we really had the he'ara, if we really grab those otiyot, they're in the air. They're all over the place. If we grab those otiyot and we bring them into our lev, kitvei maluach libecha mamish, then we would be able to get to a place that we can't even imagine. So he says like this: aval otiyot porchot lemala lepikadon divnei Yisrael. It's a pikadon. Because Baruch Hu is holding it. Whenever you want it, I have it right here. I'll give it to you. If you really want it, come and grab it. Hatorah munachat bekeren zavit kol harotzeh yavo v'yitol. That's what the Mishnah says, right? The Torah is in the corner. It's in the corner. Whoever wants it can come and grab it. Whoever doesn't want it, stay in the center of the room. Don't go. But in the corner is Torah. It's Torah. So he says, "Aval otiyot porchot lemala l'fikadon l'bnei Yisrael ukefi ma shezochin meirin haotiyot." And according to what we're zoche, according to what we're shover alev, according to what we really care about, we're zoche to the otiyot of the first luchot. Vita b'shem Arizal, Chag la'Hashem Machar. It says Chag la'Hashem Machar in the pasuk. The Arizal says on this pasuk, Ki le'atid lavo yiyeh yud shivasar betamuz, Chag sheyitaknu b'nei Yisrael achet ya'iru aluchot rishonot. Le'atid lavo. What's Chag la'Hashem Machar? It doesn't mean Machar tomorrow. It means Machar le'atid lavo. Le'atid lavo in the future. There's going to be a Chag, but it's not just stam a regular Chag. It's not a regular Chag that you have a Chag, you eat your suit, and this and that. No. It's a Chag of the luchot rishonot. It's a chag that will have a chiddush of the luchot mishonot. Chag la'Hashem Machar. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Chag la'Hashem Machar. Chag la'Hashem Machar is that there's going to be a hayara of the first luchot, and that's going to come into Klal Yisrael, and we're going to have the Torah in a whole different world of the Torah, and we'll have the Torah of the luchot shniyot, and we'll have the Torah of the luchot mishonot. Right? It's going to be meyurah. Ki yom zeu simcha mitzad matanot haluchot. Because this day of Shivasar B'Tamuz is a simcha mitzad, the matana that we just said. The matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, but he doesn't take it back. So it has to be given. So it's given. But it's by a pikadon by him. You know, he's holding it. He's holding it in a yakar place. So that whoever wants it can get it now. But l'maisa, there's going to be a chag for all of us, latid lavo, and Shivasar B'Tamuz, one day, and it's going to be a chag of the luchot shniyot. Bitzavon mitzad ha-shvira. And there's etzev mitzad ha-shvira. Mitzad Shvira, there's lots of etziv. We're upset. We're hurt. We're broken. Lachen b'Shabbat Kodesh, di me'en olam haba. Therefore, on Shabbos Kodesh, there's me'en olam haba. Yesh ha'ara miluchot rishonot. There's a light from the first luchot. There's a light. Vezeu b'chinat zachor b'Shabbat Kodesh di'ita. Im ayu mekabim rishonot, lo haya shechacha b'divrei Torah. Because if they were mekabel the first luchot, there would never be any shechacha. No one would forget anything. Kedichtiv charut al haluchot. There's zohar chakika. In other words, it's charut al haluchot, and it's charut legamrei. We're legamrei free, and we get the thing, and we can't forget it. Gamke benefashot bnei Yisrael rishima beetzem shei efshal lishkoach, and it'll be like a rishimu. You know, rishimu is like when you write and you erase, something stays on the paper, right? You erase. Same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world. When he creates the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu vacuums himself, kivyachol, out of the place that we're in right now, vacuums himself out, and this world is called olam, Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light is ne'elam, it's missing from it, it's kivyachol, hidden from it. And then, what does he do? Then he infuses us with like an umbilical cord. And the world is eating and drinking from this umbilical cord. And this is how we're getting the light. But what's left in this place? It's called a reshimo. A reshimo, some sort of roshim. A little bit of something is left. Even though he vacuumed himself out. But it's not like there's nothing there. There's something there. There's Or Hashem there. But it's not like in its original form. It's less so that we can take it, so we can live in this place. So that's the same thing that happens on Shabbos. On Shabbos there's a reshimu of the Luchot Rishonot. There's a reshimu of that. Rak achar acheit, achein kadam tumutun. But after the chait, so we die like people, and we lose it. Naflu v'chinat shechacha, then we start to forget, right? The nachash came, and we start to forget. We start to forget the Beit Torah, we start to forget everything. We don't have it anymore. V'zeu shekatuv, yizaharu b'zakein, sheshachach talmudo. Sheshivrei luchot munachim bateva. Chazal say, yizaharu b'zakein, sheshachach talmudo. Be careful in a person with zakein, a person that got old, and he forgot his Talmud. He forgot his limud. But he got the Alzheimer. You really forget? It's in there someplace. It's in there. Why? How do you know that you have to be nizhar? Luchos v'shivrei luchos unachim b'teva. The luchos and the shivrei luchos are in the teva. So he's shivrei luchos. So it's in the teva itself. Even though he doesn't know it right now, he can't say it over. He can't say it. He can't remember it. But he has it. He's shivrei luchos. Right? Shivrei luchos. V'zeu shekatuv v'shabbat yom adizkirahu. Shabbat is Yom of Zachor. Zachor is Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho. V'lachem yesh bo he'ara min ha'rishonot. V'atzmo b'chinat neshama yitera. That is the neshama yitera. What's the neshama yitera? That's Luchot Rishonot. Me'a neshama shaltal demala, k'mo shekadu ba'otiyot parchot. K'di'is ha'neshama beguf ka'azkara begvilim. Right? The neshama in the guf is like azkara, like Shem Hashem in the gvilim, in the Sefer Torah itself. That's the neshama in the guf. Same thing. So what do we have? We have unbelievable thing here. We have the Luchot Rishonot that are such a high level. And then we have Luchot Shniot that are on a lower level. But in this level that we have right now, we have to shtayg. We have to really give it everything. Right? That's the Amelis. The Amelis was born in the Luchot Shniot. The Amelis wasn't in the Luchot Rishonot, right? If we have Luchot Rishonot, there's no Amelis, basically. You learn it once, you remember it. But after you learn it and remember it, so you want more and more and more and more. So there's a different way of Amelis. But the Amelis of these Luchot, the Amelis that we have today, is from the Luchot Shniot. Because now we have to understand all the Midrashim, all the Agadot, all the Shas, and everything, all the Torah Shebaal Peh, it's all written on Luchot Shniot. Rishonot didn't have that. The Hara was there, and we got it right away, infused inside us. So what's being formed here? Basically, what's being said is, the tzavon of a person, when you're really upset, when you're really down, you think that it's over. When you think it's over, that's the time it's just beginning. Right? We had a whole story of Acher, right? Elisha ben Avuya, he does all sorts of chataim. And what does he keep saying? Shamati me'achorei ha'pargod, the Gemara in Chagigah. Shamati me'achorei ha'pargod, shuvu banim shovavim chutz me'acher. I heard from behind the base of Mikdash, from some place, I heard that everybody can do tshuva except for one person. Who? Acher, himself. He can't do tshuva. That's pshat. Is that true? He may have really heard it. But there's nothing that a person can't do tshuva. And a person gets filled in Olam Hazeh. He gets filled with all sorts of things and he goes off. And he gets hurt and broken. He gets broken and goes downhill. And what happens? Loses it. And that's the time to go up, not to go down. So Elisha Acher, what did he do? He saw what he did and he was all upset and this, that, ta, 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 ta. And then he hears this thing. It's bellowing in his ear. It's bellowing in his ear. What's bellowing in his ear? Everybody can do tshuva except for you. It's not true. And this is what happens to us. We got the Luchot Rishonot and Shivasa B'Talmos. They came down. We all saw them. But then they break. People gave up. No one gave up.
All of Klai Yisrael didn't give back. All of Klai Yisrael started to daven. They started to daven from Shavuos to Tammuz. The 3 weeks start. And then there's this man of Elul. And we're davening and davening and davening. And they're crying. Until the big, big day of Yom Kippur. That's when they're crying the most. Are we really going to get it? Are we going to get it? Are we going to get the Luchot again? Or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu just going to leave us off? Finished. Is it going to be an Acher? Is Klal Yisrael going to be an Acher? Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. And then it comes out. And that's the biggest day of the Klal Yisrael. That's the most beautiful day. Lo yu yamim tovim, the Yisrael, Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is the biggest day for Klal Yisrael. Not just Mitzad Kapara. We got a full Kapara for the Egel. How do we know that we got a full Kapara? Because we got the Luchas. That's how we knew. Without that, we wouldn't have gotten the Luchas. Had there not been a Kapara, we wouldn't write for the Luchas. We get the Luchas. And what's this Nogia to us? What's this Nogia to us? You know, I'll tell you a little story. There was a story. There was a Rebbe once. A big, big Rebbe. He was like to give brachas, all sorts of things. But on Thursday night, he would leave the shtetl, and he would go to a different side of town where it's Hasidim weren't. And no one knew where he was. One El Chamishi, they followed him. And the whole night he's there out there. And he goes far, far away on the other side of town, a big, big city. And they see him talking to the Aniyim. He goes to a place where all the Aniyim, they all gather around. They'll help each other, this and that. They all give each other a little chizuk. You know, a person that's an ani, that's mamish, going around and collecting, it's the worst. Can you imagine such a thing? A person doesn't have anything, barely owns the shirt that he has. It's filthy. Sometimes he has some money for the mikveh, he can go in, this and that. It's very, very sad. Very, very sad. But there are a lot of people like this, lovely. Anyway, so he goes, they're all gathering around, they're giving chizuk to each other and everything. Then, so they're following him. They follow him one Leil Shabbat, one Leil Chamishi. They follow him and follow him and follow him. They find him with all these anim around him. And he has lots of envelopes. He's giving them out. And he says, Yankele. He says to the poor guy, Yankele. He calls him over. He says, Yankele, here, I have a loan for you. He says, Rebbe, you believe me that I can pay it back? How am I ever going to pay it back? He says, I fully believe in you that you can pay it back. Fully. He goes to Meishalim, this is a loan for you. This one got 2 rubles, this one got 5 rubles. According to the person, he knew who needed what. He says, this is a loan. And to every person he said, this is a loan. Alright. Night ends, they see him back in Vatikin. He comes to Davin. And they say, listen, we followed you last night. Said, yeah. And he said, you did a strange thing. That day you give tzedakah. We know you're a rebbe. We know that you give tzedakah. But what did you do with this? Why'd you say that's a loan? Why did you just say it's tzedakah? It's the most important thing by an ami. The most important thing by a person that doesn't have self-confidence. Give himself confidence. Before anything, give himself confidence. There's nothing. Mamash has nothing. There's no life. So what's the self-confidence? I believe in you. I believe in you that you'll be able to pay back. That's the self-confidence. Yeah? I believe in you. Just that the rabbi believes in them, that's the biggest of confidence there is. The biggest. So the Rebbe never says about this story. He says another story. There was once a guy one of these aniyim, and he had nothing. He has to marry off his daughter. He needs 1,000 rubles. 1,000 rubles isn't even in his ballpark. It's not even shaykh. Maybe he can drill up 10 rubles, maybe. 1,000 rubles is out. It's not even shaykh. But he needs 1,000 rubles to marry off his daughter. It's not going to happen. All right. So he figures like this. I'll go to the richest guy in town. There's only one guy that has 1,000 rubles to give out. I'll ask him, what can you lose? You can't lose by it. He goes in and he says to the Adon, listen, I have to marry off my daughter and I have no money. I want 1,000 rubles and I'll pay it back.
Yeah, the guy starts laughing. He's on the floor. His mom's on the floor laughing at him. You really think that I'm going to lend to you? How are you? You can never pay it back. It's not even shaykh to pay it back. You have no means whatsoever. So he says, I'll pay it back. So he sees the guy serious. He says, he thought he was talking to a regular on him. He says, the guy's serious. But he's just mvazim. He's mvazim the gamri. Then finally, the ani doesn't give up. He says, I'll pay you back. He says, if you bring a guarantor, if you bring somebody that can guarantee the loan, you know what? I'll give it to you. He says, really? So he says, okay, I'll bring you somebody. But write up what you want them to sign. If you bring me somebody to sign, I'll sign. So write up what you want them to sign, and I'll take it, I'll sign. Get it signed. All right. So you look, poor guy, he's nothing. Who's going to give him a guarantee? Who's going to guarantee this loan? 1,000 rubles. The guy can't pay for anything. He barely has shoes on. Not shy. He runs the Beis Medrash. He buries his head in the Aron Kodesh. He starts to cry like a baby. He's there 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, crying like a baby. This is my chance, this is my only chance. All of a sudden he runs, he goes over to the shtender there, and he signs the shtar. He says, Li hakesef v'li hazav ne'um Hashem. So it says in the pasuk, it's a pasuk. Li hakesef v'li hazav ne'um Hashem. You know, when you sign on a ksupa or a get or whatever, it says Ne'um, Eidus. Ne'um Eid. Ne'um is like you're giving Eidus. So the pasuk says, Li hakesef v'li hazav ne'um Hashem. So that's his signature. He's signing b'shem Hashem like a Kosh Baruch Hu is signing on his loan. He was so sure that he can pay that back the loan, and he's being so mechan a Kosh Baruch Hu that he's going to pay back the loan. He runs over. You think he's a Meshigger, right? He runs over to the rich guy. He says to him, here's the shtar. He looks at him and he says, this guy's mamish crazy. This guy's off his rock. He's signing in the name of God. He says, I'm sure it'll happen. Because Baruch will pay back the loan. You have nothing to worry about. He sees there's an interesting guy here. It's not a normal guy. It's not the same. So he says, You know what? I'll give you 1,000 rupees. And he was mochel on it. He was mochel. He was sure he's not going to pay. It's not shy he's going to pay. All right. He goes, takes the loan, gives him 1,000 rupees. Trust him. All of a sudden, the 30th day, you know, stam havayah shloshim yom, 30 days. That's the stam havayah. If there's no date in it that you can pay back after 4 months, the stam havayah is 30 days. Right? So he takes the 30 days. He's done. He's finished. On the 30th day, right before Shkia, a guy walks into his house. And he says, and the Baal Bayis isn't home. He says to the servant, I have money from Lazer, this guy. He wants to pay back the loan. Here's 1,000 rubles. And it's done. The Baal Bayis comes home. And the servant comes over with the letter with the money inside. And the boss is flabbergasted. How? What did I do to him? I made him doubly get money. I made him, who knows what I caused him? Who knows the tumult that I put him into? Anyway, I'll go find him. I'll be mochel him. I'll give him back the money. All right. So he goes into town. He's looking all over town. He can't find him. Finally, at the edge of town, he finds him. And he says to him, Yidlga, listen, I know you worked really, really hard to give me back this loan, but it's not for me. You take it. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, you're playing around with me. I got it. Here's the letter. He says, I don't know what this is. But let's go to the Rebbe of the town. Let's see what it is. He goes to the Rebbe of the town. With him. Together they go. Rimanava was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh Mamash. He comes to Rimanava.
Menachem Mendel Mirimanov, Gdoli Ador. And he goes over to him and he says to him, he gives him the letter. For 10 minutes, the Rebbe is looking at it, feeling it, touching it, smelling it. Can't figure it out. Looking from this side, from this side, from this side. He's looking all over, looking at the money. And he says, I want you to know, this letter is Menashemai. And you should know, that there was a big machlokas in the Shemayim about this, about when you daven to Hashem's birth, it was a big machlokas. In this machlokas, it was machlokas who should bring the money, because you were so boteach by Hashem's birth. There's machlokas who should bring you the money. Machlokas between all the gedolei hador that there were, and Eliyahu Navi won, and he came, and he says to the rich guy, had you been zocher, you would have seen him. But you didn't believe in what he believed in. You didn't believe that he's capable of returning the loan. You didn't believe in Noam Hashem. You didn't believe it after they got. Mimele, you got the money, but you didn't see the Eliyahu Navi. The tsar, the lowliness that a person has to go down in order to receive that high of the Luchos Shniyot, and the other high of getting back the Luchot Rishonot on Shabbos Kodesh, and to get it back really in a real way, is such a godless, such a big thing that Kosh Baruch is teaching us. Luchos v'shivrei luchos amunachim b'teva. The munach in every teva, in every word of the Torah. The luchos and shivrei luchos are in every word of the Torah. You got to know that. That the more I give tsar, the more I have tsar, right? Adam ki amut ba'ohel, the pasuk says. A person, how do you want to be called a Divrei Torah? Adam ki amut ba'ohel. A person is dying in Divrei Torah, dying in the oil of Torah. A person that's really maimis himself on Torah, he's going to be b'zochet to Torah. A person that's not maimis himself on Torah, he's not going to be b'zochet to Torah. He's not going to be b'zochet to. A person that's maimis, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is maimis u'mechaya u'matzniach Yeshua. A person that's maimis himself on Torah, he's also going to be mechaya. He's going to also be mechaya. Like we saw with the mother of Rabbi Yosef. She was zochet to a son who was mayor all of Klai Yisrael. All of Klai Yisrael. It's crazy stuff. We said a story last year, and I just want to say it over again. It's such a chashuva story. Such a chashuva story. There was a person once, a tailor. He was the main tailor. He became grew. He became the main tailor of the king. Right? Became the main tailor. The king found this beautiful, beautiful material made out of meshi, made out of silk. And he wanted a whole suit made out of it. He says, I give you 2 months to make the suit, make it really beautiful, it'll be fine. After 2 months, the guy comes in. He's the head tailor. Everybody's taking him because the king begged. Brings in the suit, and the king barks at him. Ramesh barks at him. He can't get out quick enough. He said, this is what you bring me? A shmata? This is what you bring me? What is this? I gave you the best material. You ruined it. What is this? He goes to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says to him, he's crying to the Rebbe. Crying, Ramesh. That's not what to do. Ramesh crying. He says to him, what should I do? He says, I want you to do exactly what I tell you. Exactly what I tell you. Take the suit, take out every stitch, and then restitch it exactly like you have it. Exact. And give it to him. That's crazy. What are you crazy? Are you crazy? He doesn't like it. Just listen to me. You believe that I can give you a bracha? I'm giving you a bracha. You'll just take it out, and you'll take it to him. Did exactly that. Took him a while. You know, to take out the stitches isn't so easy either. You know, you can tear it, this and that. Took it out. Put it back together exactly the way it was. Brings it in. The king looks at it. He says, wow. Can't believe it. Look at this suit. This suit is amazing. Went back to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said to him, very simple. He said, what happened? He doesn't understand. He says, beforehand, you had gaiva. The suit was filled with gaiva. Gaiva doesn't do it. Gaiva doesn't give you anything. When you have anivus, you can give. can have a nidus, you have something balanced. And this is what's being taught to us by Hashem Yisroel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, in Luchot Rishonot, he's teaching us a nidus. What do we have? An egel now. We have an egel. That's what we thought. We have an egel. I don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't need anything. I have an egel. Boom. You're not going to get the egel. You have Gaiva. You need to get out of the Gaiva. Out of the Gaiva. 40 days, another 40 days, and then you can get your kippah. And these are these days. I'm going to leave the dodi, Am I really for my dod? If I'm really for my dod, if I give everything for my dod, if I give everything for the dod b'shamayim, why is he called a dod? Because a dod always loves you. A dod is always filled with love, not like a father. A father gives mussar. A dod never gives mussar. A dod always brings you candy, brings you a gift. He's always sweet with you. Ani ledodi, ledodi li. If I'm ledodi, so dodi will be for me. And this is the ikr of these days. This is the ikr of Kabbalah's Olmach Shemayim. This is the ikr of everything. So everything that's being said on Yom Kippur, in davening, that was how we opened up the question. Why is it mentioned? It's mentioned all over the place. This is the whole ishtadlus. This is the whole avodah of Elul. The whole thing is about receiving these luchot. Right? This is the lev ha'evan. Make kitvei maluach libecha. Take the lev ha'evan away and kitvei maluach libecha. Kitvei on those avanim in the lev. And all of a sudden you have luchot. And if we really want everything, then we'll mamash be mishtokek luchot rishonot. And we'll get a taste of that. B'siyat nishmaya. And really, it's a daily avodah, for 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu is on the har, and he's davening for us, and he's learning for us, and he's learning for us to get back to Luchot Rishonot. And on Shivasa B'Tamuz La'atid Lavod, there's going to be a chag La'atid Lavod, and that chag can be for anybody, It's going to be for Klal Yisrael, but it can be for us also, tomorrow, if we want, if we just ask for it. If we ask and mishtokek to the first luchot to get that taste of the first luchot, then we'll be zaycha. That's right, Hashem, we should be zaycha. No, you do. He doesn't know where it is. The kitchen is.
Ya no fui ye ko ya 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 Bye. Kasher divarto, Yerushalayim yircha. Erev Tov.